child will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Give the glory and the honor to the Lord.
The Lord be with you. Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We hear of this prophet, John the Baptist, who is such an odd man, living in the desert until the day of his manifestation, that is, living in an ascetic way, living in a way of penance. There was at the time of Jesus a group of young men in their society that were called Nazirs or Nazirites. They let their hair grow in a certain way, and they basically separated themselves from their society, and with long prayer and fasting, committed themselves to doing the work of the Lord. They were celibates. They took vows. And such was John the Baptist. John the Baptist may be associated with one of several communities in Israel, the Essenes or others that were like them, that practiced a certain sort of simple living that would allow them to be open to doing the will of God. In that first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we hear of Jeremiah's call by the Lord, and he says to the Lord, "I am but a mere youth. I don't know what I would say." And the Lord says, "You will say what I wish you to say. It is my will that you are my messenger. It is my will that you must do. It is my will that is to be fulfilled for my glory." And the glorification of God is all of our purposes in life. Everything we do, everything we become, everything that we hope for is to the glory of God. Elizabeth and Mary greeted each other in the story of her visitation to the hill country. And Mary stayed with Elizabeth because her older cousin was to have the child. And John the Baptist and Jesus must have known each other at least in the early parts of their lives. We do not hear of their contact after those initial times. But John was able to say of Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold the one who has come to save the world." John knew his place. He was to be the messenger that went before the Lord to prepare his way. And how did he do it? He did it by a call to a washing in the River Jordan for repentance of sins. Repentance, a sign of repentance, of washing the whole person of their sins in preparation for the coming of the Lord. We're called to wash ourselves continuously by Jesus, who says, "Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the good news." Not just repent, not just believe, but both. And why is that so? Because God is merciful to us and gives us an opportunity to come to him just as he comes to us. John was given a special name. John was not given the name of his father, but he was given the name John. John is, God is gracious. God is gracious. And so he is to us each and every day. Today, we will be welcoming into the Catholic Church little Vincent Alexander through the sacrament of baptism, which is so appropriate for this birthday of John the Baptist. We are going to baptize a child in order to have him become an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven, washing him of his sins and preparing himself for life that gives God the glory. We thank the Lord for all of these opportunities of the sacraments. They flow from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. All of the sacraments come to help us as means of grace. The Apostle Paul tells us that we have so many gifts that are available to us. Some have gifts of tongues, some have gifts of healing, some have gifts of kindnesses. We are called as a whole Christian community to do good works. Our kids and some of their parents and some of our members worked this past week at the camp His Work, His Way and helped people in our community who couldn't fix up some things and needed a little bit of extra help. And I am grateful and very thankful that some of our kids and families worked very hard mulching and making our gardens and our cemetery quite beautiful. And that type of generosity is an example of the good works that Christians can do when they join with one another in purpose to give God glory. John knew his place, and he said, "Jesus must increase, I must decrease." And that should be a goal for us also, that each day we allow ourselves to become a little less important and let Jesus be a little more important. And as we do that, a transformation will occur at some time when we least expect it. and we will have heard his voice and obeyed him and given to God the glory that is due him. John did not have an easy life. John, aside from eating locusts, which don't sound like very tasty things to eat, I think I'd rather have shrimp. But there weren't any shrimp in the desert, just scorpions. Don't want to eat them. But John led a simple life, and he spoke out against the hypocrisy of the world. He called all of Israel to repentance. And even Herod, who was a chief instigator of much of the hypocrisy in the land at the highest levels, was impressed by the preaching of John, even though he had him beheaded in the end. John came to testify to the light, to prepare a people fit for the Lord. We're called to follow in his footsteps, to be lights to a new generation, lights standing brightly on a hill, lights which lead to the eternal light of the Father, who gives us so much grace each day. May we all come to share in his grace as we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass this day, and as we celebrate the sacraments of baptism and the others, that we, along with all the saints, may be in communion with our one and gracious God, who will become all in all.